out the news, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping will attend the closing ceremony of the Beijing 2022 Olympic Winter Games scheduled on Sunday at the National Stadium. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach hailed Beijing's 2022 Winter Olympics as very successful against the backdrop of the COVID-19 pandemic. Zhou Yunfei brings more details.
The closing ceremony will be held here in the bird nest behind me. So as the Beijing Winter Olympics approaching an end, IOC President Thomas Bach has awarded the Olympic Cup to the people of China, and this is a recognition of Chinese people's support for this year's Winter Olympics. Bach says the Beijing Games couldn't achieve this level of excellence without the support of the Chinese people. So if you look back on the opening ceremony on February the 4th, which is about 2 weeks ago, high technology are applied, and the opening and closing ceremony is actually the same team, and they say that the closing ceremonies still follow the simple style and will also present the element of Beijing as the city of two Olympics.
Gao Tingyu and Xu Mengtao will be the flag bearers of Team China at the closing ceremony of the Beijing Winter Olympics. Gao became the first Chinese male speed skating champion at Winter Olympics on February 12th. While four-time Olympian Xu's gold medal was the first for China in women's aerials. The Chinese foreign minister has called for joint efforts to bring peace to Ukraine instead of escalating tensions further, generating panic, and even playing up war threat. Wang Yi made the remarks when answering questions on the eastward expansion of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, European security, and the situation in Ukraine at the 58th Munich Security Conference via video link. In terms of the expansion of NATO, Wang said European friends should seriously ponder whether continuous NATO eastward expansion would be conducive to maintaining and achieving lasting peace and stability in Europe. Russian President Vladimir Putin has overseen military drills alongside his Belarusian counterpart, Alexander Lukashenko. The exercises include launches of ballistic and cruise missiles. Julia Chapman reports.
These strategic deterrence exercises were only announced a day in advance, but the Ministry of Defense says they were planned long ago. They involved many different elements of the Russian military and included the launch of several nuclear-capable missiles. Some of the missiles launched were ballistic, hypersonic, and cruise missiles landed on target. These exercises were watched from the Kremlin by Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Belarusian counterpart Alexander Lukashenko. They have, of course, been carrying out joint drills, as Russian state media says that almost every military district's naval fleet and airborne unit of the Russian military is currently engaged in some form of exercises.
The Chinese mainland is taking measures to help ensure the supply of fresh food to Hong Kong, which is hit by a new wave of COVID-19. Meanwhile, a team of medical experts from the Chinese mainland is visiting the city to help Hong Kong enhance its testing capabilities amid the pandemic. Richard Kimber reports.
Sailing to the rescue, trial runs are underway for shipping containers like these to deliver all of Hong Kong's fresh food needs from the Chinese mainland.
At the very beginning, let's say from next Monday onward, we may not be able to handle all, but the target is to handle all. So we are talking about thousands of tons of all these are fresh product coming down to Hong Kong. And we should be able to do it. That shouldn't be a problem at all.
A COVID-19 outbreak among cross-border truck drivers has hit the supply chain and sent prices surging. Officials say they've now set up shipping route alternatives that are efficient and safe. It's not the only way that cross-border collaboration is hoping to ease Hong Kong's COVID-19 challenge. A team of health experts from the Chinese mainland are visiting the city. They're helping to increase Hong Kong's testing capacity as the number of new cases and death toll continue to hit daily records.
Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi has said that any possible agreement between Iran and world powers in Vienna must include removal of sanctions against the country and valid guarantees for the implementation of commitments. Raisi made the remarks during a phone conversation with his French counterpart, Emmanuel Macron. He also warned against political pressures or claims made with the aim of maintaining pressure on the Iranian people. That's the news. I'm Wen Jie.